Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We're back here on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Dustin Hockensmith and Greg Pickle. Still talking some Penn State football. We did the Big Ten win totals, national championship odds. We looked at those in the previous segment. You can check that out at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. I wanted to double back to start here. This is buy or sell. I'm going to throw a few topics out here for Greg. And this one's just going to go and maybe force a position on Penn State in that early 2018 win totals. 9.5 was the win total that was thrown out there. Penn State will go over 9.5 wins, Greg. That's the buy or sell topic.
Oh, man, that's a good one to kick things off here. I mean, looking at the schedule, I think that for Penn State, the question that is going to really define the season is how do they deal with the fact that they're playing a game in September that's probably tougher than any September matchup they've had in really a long time? I mean, you look at some of the teams and games that they've played in the first month of the season over the last few years, and it's been pretty mediocre at best. But now you have to get by Pittsburgh. You have to deal with a night, you know, Friday night game in Champaign, Illinois, against Lowly, Illinois. I mean, it is not an easy start to the season. And then you do get the bye, but you go Ohio State, Michigan State back-to-back, and then Iowa, Michigan, Wisconsin back-to-back-to-back. So, boy, I don't know. Over 9.5, I am going to, at the moment, I'm going to sell. 8-4.
And this is just regular season.
Yes.
There's just a lot of variables here.
There are, and that's why it's hard for me to get too amped up looking forward. I'm sure there'll be some that think it's negativity, but, I mean, Ohio State and Michigan State, it could very easily be a split. Iowa, Michigan, Wisconsin, you do get two of the three at home, but, you know, you could get a loss there. So I could easily see, you know, Penn State being at 10 wins or better, but right now I would like to see the five offensive linemen that are actually going to play, and we still don't know that answer. We still don't have a great answer at linebacker. There's some youth and experience that mix together on the defensive line. How does that play out? I mean, there's just a few too many questions for me at this point. Certainly Penn State has the talent to really put an exclamation point on things and have another double-digit win regular season, but there's a lot of questions to be answered.
To go over that is to say that everything needs to go as expected. The teams that you should beat, you beat all of them, and you go 2-2 against Ohio State, Michigan State, Michigan on the road, and Wisconsin. And that's just a tough haul for anybody. And I personally feel like I think they're better than Pitt. They're going to beat Pitt. But last year they were a lot better than Pitt. And Pitt really did a good job of kind of slowing the game down and tilting it in their favor. Penn State just made a lot of big plays. This year, as you're trying to sort out what's going on in the interior of your defensive line, you're probably going to be breaking in a young linebacker or two. You've got a couple new safeties to break in there. Your pass rush should be good, but what Pitt will do, that game, I guess the moral of the story is that game makes me a little bit nervous on the road early in the season when Penn State's going to try to be sorting stuff out. And then the other thing is
probably a night game too.
Yeah, probably a night game. We haven't gotten official confirmation yet on that one. Ohio State and Michigan State come a little bit earlier in the season than I would like. Both at home, though, so that's good. You got the whiteout scenario against Ohio State. You got a bye before Michigan State. It's not out of the question for sure Penn State to split those matchups. They're probably not going 2-0 in that stretch. There's just, I think, where Penn State is at as a team, where they're trying to figure some things out early in the season, it gets a little tricky early.
It does, yeah. So, I mean, like I said, I certainly can see Penn State being 10 wins or better, but they will have some minefields to navigate. I reserve the right to change that opinion once we get some more answers in the fall or in the summer leading into the fall as well.
Fair enough. All right, let's get some more.
So I'll just wait until December, and then I'll give my pick. I'll wait till November. So the last game is I'll wait till November 23rd. And I'll give my pick them. How's that sound?
You wish at the Kentucky Derby you could have waited until the horses crossed the finish line.
It just won't go away.
No. All right, let's get to some more team-specific type stuff. I think we've covered this ground a little bit before, but I'm going to set the over-under. Let's say four true freshmen will play. At least four true freshmen will play.
Define play. Just play, period, or
burn
play
the red shirt.
Burn the red shirt. Okay. Yep. Yeah, I'll buy that. I mean, Parsons, yes. Shorter, yes. Slade. We've talked about him before.
Probably.
I would say probably, but you made a good point that if Penn State feels it's good to go between the Miles Sanders carrying a majority of the load and, you know, the fact that Tommy Stevens can spell the running back spot for a player or two, the fact that Journey Brown, Mark Allen each bring a little bit something different to the table, then maybe they do redshirt him. I would say, though, if I was forced to bet money on it, that he's in the lineup.
I think he's playing,
Parsons, yes. Slade, yes. Shorter, yes. So the question now becomes, where does the fourth come from? Still think it's a tight end. I do. I think it's either Kuntz or Freiermuth. I just don't see enough consistency from Penn State's group there to make me think that, you know, that what they have there led by Danny Dalton at the moment is going to be good enough to sustain or healthy enough to sustain the entire season. So I think it's one of those guys. And, I mean, I'd even probably go over that. It would not shock me to see a Jesse Luceda or maybe one of Isaiah Humphreys or Trent Gordon play some special teams as well.
And then I don't think you mentioned
PJ Mustipher.
Yeah, and what about Jake Pinneger too?
Yeah, right. So
there's a lot of options.
You should have set your number
there.
Higher, sir. I will buy that for as many times as you'll let me.
I said 11. I said 11 true freshman. You said over. Okay, so that'll be I think Shorter, Parsons are virtual certainties. If I had to put a percentage on Ricky Slade here today, I'd say about 70%. Yeah. On him, it really kind of boils down to, does Penn State really feel about Mark Allen like they say they feel about Mark Allen? Is Mark Allen going to be the guy who touches the ball 7 to 9 times a game? Is he good enough to be your primary reserve to Miles Sanders? Right. Penn State, you know, James Franklin has said that it's going to be a more than one guy carries the load in Saquon Barkley's absence kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I just don't know who that more than one is going to be. And it's going to be hard to ignore what Ricky Slade brings to the table. I think he's just he's a bigger, more talented version of Mark Allen. I think that will shine through pretty early, even though he's not getting there till June.
Right. Yeah, no, I completely agree with that. The 5-star running backs don't come around very often, and they're usually pretty hard to keep off the field, and I suspect that'll be the case here.
And I also believe PJ Mustipher will be on that Yetur Gross-Matos plan where there's enough of an opening there to play, 10 or 12 snaps a game and be able to have a chance to make an impact and get enough meaningful time that it's worth it to play him as a true freshman.
Yeah.
They need help there.
Without a question,
they need help there.
I would certainly think that he's a guy that will suit up. That's a great comparison to the Gross-Matos one. Maybe a little bit of seasoning in the beginning ends up by being a pretty substantial role in the end.
This is the Keystone Kickoff Show, doing a little buy or sell Penn State football topics. I'm throwing one out there, and Greg is buying or selling on it. The next one here, Micah Parsons, at least 4 sacks. 4 sacks as a true freshman.
Buy. Just simply because I could see him exploding against Appalachian State and Kent State for maybe a total of 3 in those 2 games. And then I just need one more somewhere else. And yeah, I mean, he has the rare freakish abilities that not too many guys have. And combine that with if Penn State's defensive line play takes a step forward, which, you know, they lose some guys there, it's not going to be an easy thing to do. But if it takes a step forward and it can become a strength of the team, what's that going to do? It's going to open up holes for linebackers to come plugging through and charging through, and that'll help him get over the total there. So, yeah, I mean, I'm maybe a little bit optimistic on that front, but I'll take that number.
If he – I mean, the couple questions are how he's going to be used, which you see the kind of range and explosiveness he has. I know the blue-white game was not the best indication because you couldn't actually touch the quarterback, but he comes flying off the edge. And to some extent, if he's an extra body that the offensive line just can't account for, and he's going to end up one-on-one with a running back, he's going to get opportunities.
Yeah.
And he's so talented that he doesn't even need all that many snaps in a game. If Penn State's going to use him in this regard, which I think they will, I think 4 sacks is very realistic. I think you could probably be looking at more. I think team-wide, I couldn't say for sure how many sacks they had last year, but I think there's a chance they run laps around it.
Yeah.
The way that they're set up, You know, they did not have a force like Micah Parsons in their linebacker core last year. They did not have enough experience at defensive end last year. This year, they've got experience and upside at defensive end, and they've got, you know, a weapon unlike anything that Brent Pry has had.
Right.
So I like the team to really make a jump forward in sacks as well. I'm going to say Lamont Wade, at least two starts. That could be at safety. That could be starting in some kind of sub package. Two starts for Lamont Wade.
Bye. I think that as you sit your credit cards out, are you ready to load up on that one? Or
I'm betting there's a line out there. Yeah, Lamont Wade, two starts.
That's right. I think that at the end of the day, what happens with him is that you see Penn State come out in that sub package at 4-2-5. And they might not do it every game, but 2 out of 12, yeah, I'll take those chances. I could see him being on the field a lot, especially against the teams like Ohio State, and we'll see what Michigan's offense turns into with Shea Patterson. But I mean, Penn State's going to face some pass heavy teams that it will not make sense to have three linebackers. You put two guys in the box and bring the other defensive back in. So yeah, I'll take that over. I think that he is a guy that if you wanted to list me at 2 interceptions for him this year, I'd probably buy that too.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. We don't really have a determined role for him, which I think is part of the point, right? And the other part of that is that you can't just assume health for 12 weeks for Garrett Taylor and Nick Scott both. So if something happens there, and then Lamont Wade, there's growth potential there, but the uniqueness of his role, and like you said, those types of offenses they could be facing. Mack Hippenhammer, 10 catches.
Selling
on 10 catches.
I just think
yeah.
There's too many guys in this rotation, and yeah. That his blue-white game performance is a sign of things to come. I just don't know if I see it playing out with 10 catches or more for him this year. I don't know, Dustin. You look at that room, who sits? I mean, if Justin Shorter comes in and he's the real deal and is as advertised, someone's got to take a seat. Brandon Polk, DeAndre Tompkins, DeJuan Johnson, someone has to take a back seat, and there's some other guys too that could make an impact right away. So yeah, I'm gonna sell on that. KJ Hamler's a guy that I think will get first call when somebody else is not in the slot. So I just don't know if he's gonna see enough reps to make 10 catches a realistic goal. But you never know. I don't know the way things are probably gonna shake out. I just don't know if I see it.
Just in terms of usage, so last year Brandon Polk caught 10 passes. Tommy Stevens caught 12 passes last year. Saeed Blacknell caught 17. So if you're trying to envision where Mack Hippenhammer fits, Tommy Stevens barely even played significant time in this role. This year, I think he's going to. So he'll see more time there as well. I think I'm selling on 10 catches too. All right, we're moving on here on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Don't worry, though. It's still all about Greg. Ask Greg. He will take your football and recruiting questions coming up after this. Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
160,000 miles. That's on average how often you'll use your car insurance. But what if you could get help with more often? Maybe save a couple of bucks on clothes or at restaurants. What if you could even get rescued roadside when a tire goes flat or your battery dies? You can, when you're a member and your auto insurance is AAA. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about how AAA works at every mile.
Hey Keystone Sports Nation, it's Scott Shirley, the Executive Director of Uplifting Athletes, inviting you to join us for the annual Gridiron Gala Saturday, June 9th in downtown Harrisburg at the Keystone Building. Features all you can eat and drink, tailgate food, and special guests including Devin Still, former Penn State All-American and NFL star, and most importantly, the father of Leah, who courageously beat her rare cancer and inspired millions. Visit upliftingathletes.org to learn more and help us tackle rare diseases. Hope to see you there.